Women playing hockey goes back over 100 years. History shows the first all-female ice hockey game occurring in Ontario, Canada in 1892. Today, women's hockey has surged through not only North America, but into Europe and Asia, even into countries like Ukraine, Italy, and South Africa. Over 27,000 United States amateur women players competed last year, and Canada's women amateur numbers have climbed nearly 400% during the 1990s.
Make sure your weight is evenly distributed on your edges, on your left foot. If you're on your outside edge, it's going to take you to your left. If you're on your inside edge, it's going to take you to your right. So make sure you're going straight ahead.
Helping to keep the flow of women's talent coming, Shelley Looney, a member of last year's United States gold medal winning women's hockey team, coaches a clinic involving young hockey playing girls.
Don't take your foot off the ice. Go. Push.
Just about a year ago, Looney scored the winning goal in Nagano, Japan, as the U.S. beat Canada in the inaugural appearance of women's hockey in the Winter Olympic Games. Looney says the gold medal going to the United States might have shocked the Canadians, but not her group.
Well, I don't think for our team winning the gold medal was a surprise. We went into the tournament knowing and really working together as a team to accomplish this goal, and we honestly thought we were going to do it. We played Team Canada 13 times before the Olympics, and we won 6 games and they won 7, so we knew right then and there we were neck and neck with them. So going into the Olympics, you know, it wasn't a question who was better. It was a question who played the best that day.
Looney has been impressed by the abilities of the aspiring young women hockey players she's seen these days.
With the clinics, I've seen the girls not only have the skating ability, but the eager to learn. You know, they listen really well compared to the boys. I feel that that's because they want to learn so much. And just the skating, I think maybe some girls actually started in figure skates that helped them out a lot.
16-year-old Perry Foster, a right wing in the Parenton, New York youth hockey program, followed a brother and sister into the sport. She reports that boys are still having trouble accepting young women into the game.
Some of them are starting to be okay with it. There's a lot of attitudes of girls can't play hockey, but we pretty much show them every time we play them.
Sometimes they may not realize until you take off your helmet.
Yeah. Sometimes girls have a tendency to stuff the hair up under their helmet so they don't get targeted by boys when we are scrimmaging them. I know that some people do that.
The American success in Nagano is increasing rumors of a professional women's hockey league someday. Two female goaltenders have already played professionally in the U.S. In 1980, Aaron Witten got the victory in goal for the Toledo Storm in an East Coast Hockey League game. And the National Hockey League's Tampa Bay Lightning started Manon Raymond between the pipes in a 1992 exhibition game. For now, the U.S. is building within, through the recreation and high school, and through its colleges. Nearly 50 college programs exist today. Another 22 colleges have club teams.
You know, the Olympics came and it was on TV all the time, and now the parents can realize, oh, it's okay to have your younger little girl play hockey, and it's just going to continue from there. And in high school, Minnesota is the state that's come out and took a charge, and there's like over 80 women's high school teams there. And I feel that it's not going to stop. It's just going to boom out of control, and someday, hopefully, the girls can actually play pro hockey like there is basketball.
At the Blue Cross Arena at the Rochester War Memorial, Bill Flynn.